وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brother حفظك الله just to enlighten and enlighten my brother sometimes when the question is a bit long and full of scenarios I cannot give a clear answer like how you want but I will try my best to make it clear for you أخي in simple my brother all the punishments regarding those who they take loans it's because they didn't pay it back when they was able to pay or they didn't even try to find the means and to search for a ways to pay it back simple as that you understand that's why they get that punishment You must understand the ignorance doesn't involve in this mas'ala because in this issue because everybody know that whenever you take loan from others you need to pay it back you understand simple as that so it's not connected with what with ignorance or not ignorance during Islam or during or before Islam it's all the same even if you have loans from your previous life and from the jahiliya time you need to pay it back simple as that you understand because it's connected with the rights of others And as you know, the disbelievers, they have rights, like how the believers, they have rights, even though it's not the same, but it's in the end, it's rights. You understand? So, ya akhi, barakallahu feeka, simple as that. But when someone doesn't have the ability, and he tried to find the means and he couldn't find, how is he will be punished? You understand? Not just that, even Allah جل وعلا in the Quran, he spoke clearly about that. قال الله تعالى فمن كان في فمن 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 اضطر في مخمصة غير متجانف لإثم فإن الله غفور رحيم whoever been in a harsh situation in a hardship and he's not able so Allah جل وعلا forgive him because the most merciful the main thing his intention is not to do a sin or to do damage to others simple as that it's a general قاعدة وهكذا قال الله عز وجل فمن كان ذو عسرة فنظرة إلى ميسرة Whoever been a high in a harsh situation, he been high in kind of a situation that is unable to pay his debts back to the people. Give him time until he be able to pay it back. Can you see? In our religion, we are not allowed to force the person or to kill him to pay back unless he have the ability. Otherwise, you need to wait and patient. It doesn't matter for how long. With all kind of ease and mercy, after that you have the ability and you don't pay for sure, you will be charged. If it's not now, later. Simple as that. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من أخذ أموال الناس يريد أداءها أدى الله عنه ومن أخذ الناس يريد إتلافها أتلفه الله whoever took the money from the people means by loan and with the attention of returning it back Allah will make it easy for him to return it back and whoever take the money from the people and the wealth by loan with the attention of not to return it back run away with it and he doesn't have the attention to return it back Allah جل وعلا not going to give him the barakah and he's going to punish him and he's going to punish him because of that this is the meaning of the hadith So I think this should answer your question, my dear brother. Barakallahu fiik.